This is the, I'm calling to order the Personnel Committee meeting today on April 10th, 2025 at 9:30 a.m. Attending the meeting are Amelia Wilder, General Manager Morris, Linda Butler, and Eric Houston, Director Butler. Comments from the public? We don't have comments. We have no public, so we have no comments from the public. And we want to discuss today the changes to the utility supervisor's job description. Eric, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm prepared. So we currently are looking at one possible retirement or upcoming retirement that's scheduled. In an effort to recruit for the position, we've made some adjustments to update the job description for the utility supervisor. And so Amelia's already put up the redliner change version. There are some very small grammatical changes, but you'll notice some of the large additions that we'll cover. So in the essential duties and responsibilities, we pointed out the fact or made clear the fact that this is the chief distribution operator for the district, and that is a requirement by the California State Water Resources Control Board. And so that's an added item into that duty and responsibility area.
Okay.
And then if Amelia, if you could scroll down a little. So another addition that was part of this was that they need to have a backflow prevention license. And as part of the new state requirements, the district is required to have what's called a cross-connection control program. This basically is how we handle backflow prevention so that water doesn't flow backwards into there. This person's required to have both the backflow testing and the cross-connection control program specialist certificates. And so we added that in also there as well. Down in the lower part in the qualification requirements, we added in to the section that was already all described. So the only change there is that we added in that the person needs to have some experience with a computerized maintenance management program. And that's to aid the district in moving into that platform and software so that we have better tracking and better data capabilities. And if you could scroll down again, Amelia. In this lower part, same kind of a thing. So we talked about it before, the certifications and license and registrations. Basically, they're required to have the certificate as well. So it puts them in control or responsibility of the cross-connection control program, but this is the licensing side of it where they're required to have the certificate for a cross-connection specialist as well as the backflow testing requirement. We added in one line. It is required for the chief distribution operator of the district to be a distribution 2 license. We added in that a D3 would be highly desirable. Mm-hmm. And at the end, we removed the comments. We discussed this at improvements. The comments are basically that you have to be a well-groomed individual. I removed that just because
working in the field.
Yeah, it seems a little unusual to have that as a requirement, and so we just removed that language completely in the comment section. But this is to clean this up, get it formalized so that we can do a recruitment, and also it needs to be board approved when we change any of the job descriptions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't see any issues with this, General Manager.
No issues. This was already discussed in the Improvements Committee, and it's being updated in order to be able to recruit for the position, given that the position will be vacant following the retirement of Ron Greenfield on Friday. And so we're hoping to have the recruitment up by the 17th and then have a week or so of notification and then interviews and have the position backfilled by either mid to late May.
Okay. Thank you very much. This could be the shortest meeting
but
recorded.
I do have separate staff comments.
Hang on.
Yeah. Sorry.
So then is it the will of this committee to
move this forward to the board for
thank you very
action.
Much. It'll be on next week's meeting.
Director Morris.
Thank you. Just a documentation/housekeeping recommendation. Director Merchant welcomed me back on March 24th and stated that the board secretary no longer reported to the general manager, but that position now reports to the board. Given that change, I recommend that we post an updated org chart in PDF form and dated, showing what the new organizational structure looks like, and that we make that our policy going forward on all changes to the reporting structures.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Do I need to recommend that go to the board also? Amelia, no?
Okay. I wouldn't think so.
I think
it's just kind of a housekeeping
just
thing.
Have it be documented as a policy for
okay.
whenever we're having personnel changes, because this change happened already. It happened some time ago.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
I think at the time of any future change to the organization structure, we note that a finalized version of the new org chart be posted to the website, just for the continuity.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I think we can go forward with that. Okay. Anything else? All right. This, as I started to say before, it's a little longer meeting now, but this is probably one of the shortest meetings in recorded history.
It is.
So I'd like to call adjourn the meeting. It's 9:37.
Thank you.
You're good.
Okay.